Okay, in person, it's better than Zoom. So let's begin. Parshas Pinchas, we have a mention of Rosh Chodesh. We have here in the famous Kriyas HaTorah for Rosh Chodesh and Parshas Pinchas. So let's talk about what we do by Birchas HaChodesh, which is also coming up the Shabbos. We have a two-for-one. We're going to be Mevarchin Chodesh the Shabbos, and also it's in the Parsha. So we have the Hiratzon that we recite before we say Birchas HaChodesh. We know from its famous tune, and it gets us in the mood. The spirit of Rosh Chodesh is coming, and I have it here in front of you. So this is the Hiratzon. You'll see Hiratzon Lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu Shetechadesh Aleinu Es HaChodesh Hazeh LeTova LeBracha, and that this month should be for Tova, for goodness, and for Bracha. And then, essentially, the rest is a ripoff from a Gemara and Bracha Staff design. It is the Tefillah of Rav. The Gemara says, Rav basar tzeluse amarachim. When Rav would finish his Shmonesra, he would say this tefillah. Yiratzam melfanacha Hashem Elokeinu shetitanu chayim arukim, chayim shal shalom, a life of peace, chayim shal tova, goodness, bracha, parnasa, chayim shal chilat atzamos, chayim shisham yiras chayt, chayim shein behem busha v'chlima, chayim shal osha v'kavod, wealth and honor, chayim shedabanu havas torah v'yir shemayim, you should have love of Torah and fear of heaven, chayim shetamalei olanu, es kol mishal sebeinu l'tova. So, it's similar, right? It's not that off, but there's definitely some differences. So, how did it get from the tefillah of Rav at the end of Shemoneh Esrei to Rosh Chodesh? We're going to have to question. We don't really know how. And the simple understanding of the Gemara is that Rav would say this tefillah every single day, but for whatever reason, we use it by Rosh Chodesh. So we add in the line Shetechadesh Aleinu Es HaChodesh Hazeh L'Tova L'Vracha. Now, even before we get to our major discussion, let's pick up on this line. That we should make this month all of these things, right? That's what we're saying. That this month should be all of these things. But is that a correct statement? Because whenever we do Birchas HaChodesh, which month are we in? We're always in the last month, right? We're not in that month. So the Darshanim are a bit confused. Why do we say HaChodesh HaZeh? Because this is Tammuz.
HaChodesh...
What? But now, then what we should say then? We should say what? HaChodesh Haba. In the Tefillah, in Mishas and Nisim we do. But here, we don't say it's HaChodesh Haba, we say it's HaChodesh Hazeh. So, because of this issue, in the Luach Eretz Yisrael, Revechil Mechotu Kaczynski says that the Aderes, or Cook's father-in-law, who was the Rav of Mir, then Yerushalayim, would say it's HaChodesh Haba. That was his minag. And in the Hilchos Chag B'Chag, Rav Yashiv Paskin that way as well. Rav Yashiv said, you say, it's a Chodesh Haba. Okay, the meaning is not like that, but at least you should be aware of that particular expression. Now, it may have an impact on the different minhag of as to where we announce the molad. Some communities, not ours, but some communities, they announce the molad before the Hiratzon. We always announce the molad after the Hiratzon, right? So it could be that if you announce the Hiratzon, if you announce the molad before, so now I've already said what month it is, so it's HaChodesh HaZeh, the one I just spoke about. But the question is really on us. We say the Yiratzon first, and then we announce the month. So then it's not really HaZeh, because we didn't really discuss it yet. But that could depend on the Nusach, of which way you put it front and backwards. Nevertheless, these are the discussions regarding that particular line. But that's not even the major controversy. That's light compared to what we're going to discuss going forward. In addition, the recitation of the Yiratzon on Shabbos Mevarchim is the Minhag Ashkenaz. We don't find it amongst Sephardim at all to say the Hiratzon. And Avram Lang just told me that by Yekis, at least in Rabbi Hamburger's Luach, they don't say it either. They don't say it as Hiratzon as well. We'll talk about why. And it's not even found in the oldest Siddurim. It's not in the Siddur of Ramam Gon. It's not in the Machzor Vitri of the Talmud of Rashi. It's not in any of the old Siddurim. It's not even in the later old Siddurim, the Siddur of Yaakov Emdin, the Siddur of the Shla. It's not there at all. Instead, Birchas HaChodesh simply begins with Mishias HaNisim. That's the whole thing. It's not very climactic. I would say it's anticlimactic. It's not really so exciting. You just kind of jump into it. You announce the month and that's it. So we have to discuss where that came from. Just one more side point regarding how we say it. Rabbi Yehuda Greenwald was the Rav of Satmar. Not the Satmar Rav, but he was the rabbi of the city of Satmar. So in his Tshuva Zichron Yehuda, he was asked by the community of Putnak regarding their minhag. The minhag in Putnak is that the Shliach Tzibur, the Chazan, would first recite the Hiratzon until our main Selah, and then the entire Tzibur would recite it. Right? That's not what we do. What do? We first recite it, and then The Chazan says it, right? We don't say it together. But first we say it, then the Chazan. In his community, in the city of Putnak, the Chazan would say it first, and then they would say it. So the leaders of the community wanted to change the minhag and to follow most communities who would have the Tzibur say Yiratzon first, and then the Chazan. And the Avbasin of Putnak agreed to it, and everybody's ready to go. And then, as there always is, some guy got up and said, no, we've been doing this for generations. My Zaydi and his Zaydi always had the Chazan say it first, and we can't change it. And he wouldn't let them change it. So they said, so we'll ask a Shaila. So they sent the Shaila to Rabbi Yehuda Greenwald in the Tshuvas Zichron Yehuda. So he replies, and he says, you have to know what's a minag, what's a takana, how high does this rank in the halachic system? And he says that such things must have a source somewhere in halacha. But the reciting of the Yiratzum before Birchas HaChodesh, it's not a halacha. It's not even mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, so we don't have to go so crazy about it. And he quotes that the Likutei Chavruta Ben Chaim, that the Chasam Sofer didn't even say this, didn't say it as well, and because, as we'll talk about later on, and therefore, generally he says, what's the reason for the minhag that we say then the Chazan says it? How come the Chazan doesn't just say it with us? Why don't we do that? Usually, what do? He says, usually, the minhag in all communities is, you recite a paragraph together, and then what happens? What does the Chazan do? He recites the last line, right? As Art Scroll puts those magical four dots, right? What would we do without those four dots on the bottom of the Art Scroll Siddur? So that's what we do. What's the purpose of that? He says, the purpose is, so you should know when it's time to move on to the next paragraph. There's no holy significance into the Chazan saying, Tilas Hashem Yidaber Pi. That's not special. It's just to let you know it's time to move on to the next section, right? Why do we on Rosh Chodesh have the Chazan Shabbat the whole thing? Because the community likes to hear a good Chazan. They want to hear him sing, they want to hear his voice, so we say it, and because we want to hear his show, the Chazan sings the whole Yiratzon again. So, what do you guys do? Like, why do you guys flip it around? So he says, it must be that in this community, the minhag developed for the Tzibur to recite the Yiratzon after the Sheach Tzibur, because if the Chazan were to recite the Yiratzon as the Tzibur was ending their recitation, then it would distract those people who are davening, right? Let's say you're a slow davener, and you're saying your time to say the Yiratzon. So what's going to happen? As you're coming to the end of the paragraph, the Chazan is already striking up, Yiratzon, and you're like, I got to focus over here, and this guy's starting to sing. So they flipped it. So the Chazan can sing, the concert's over, and then you'll say what you have to say. So he says that that's where their minhag came from. And he says, if you want to switch it, it's a proper, if you want to keep your practice, it's a good thing to do. But because most of the tzibur and the rabbi want to switch the custom to the custom of most communities, they should switch it. And the city of Putnak switched over, and they slipped it the way it was. So now let's come to our siddur and where it comes in. The first time the Yiratzon is found in siddurim is in the late 1700s. Some of the siddurim, it doesn't even have it printed there. It just says, some say Yiratzon of Rav in the Gemara and Brachos. They don't even print it there. After the 1800s, all of a sudden, all the siddurim Ashkenaz have it. It just took the world by storm, and all the siddurim by the 1800s have the Yiratzon. Minhag Chabad, the Chasam Sofer, Yekis don't say it, but for the rest of us Ashkenazim, anybody here grew up in a shul with a different minhag? No? We all grew up shul saying Yiratzon. So others had a serious question, though. And that is, how can we recite the Yiratzon like this on Shabbos, but we don't make what on Shabbos? Personal requests. We don't make bakashos. So this is not my question. How can we ask Chaim Shel Parnas Osho V'Chavod? Look in the Aruch HaShulchan. Says V'Chil Michal Epstein, Simen Taf Yedzayin. Ach Masham Yiratzon Mikodem. That which we said the Yiratzon beforehand. T'mahani Eich Mutal Lispal B'Shabbos Tefillah Chadasha. How can we say such a new tefillah? It's not part of the standard selection of brachos. We ask for money in these things. You don't make personal requests on Shabbos. Why not? Because it's not in the spirit of Shabbos. Shabbos wanted to be simcha. If we start making requests for parnasa and health and things like that, it'll get us down. It'll make us sad. Ah, good. We'll get to there in a second. Good. So he says, how can we say it on Shabbos?
His question is on the bakasha, or his question is on the addition of it?
His question is, how did it make it in? How did it make it into the siddur when it's 100% a bakasha? Like, why are we including this in Shabbos davening? Well, how did it make it in there? It makes no sense. Aval mikol mako mi hitzir lanu l'kavoa tefillah chadashah b'Shabbos. Who allowed us to make such a tefillah like this on Shabbos? V'yasher chayli avatlana. He says, if I was strong enough, I would wipe it out of the siddurim. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. I get rid of it. Ach kashu l'shanos minag. But I can't change too hard. V'tzarachi and gadol. I have a big kashu, he says. I have a question. Doesn't make any sense. So, Sternbach writes in the Tshuvas Nagos and Rechaim in Simon Sadihei, B'shem Rechaim Salavechik, who is also by the Nusach, because it's usher to make personal requests on Shabbos. But nevertheless, the minhag is to say the Nusach, and the reason is most likely like benching. Because it is Tofes Brachos. It's part of a larger scope of one tefillah. Part of the tefillah we don't like, okay, that's okay. But there's other parts of the tefillah we do like. And just like on Shabbos, we don't cut out benching. We've discussed this in Shul before. Those people who skip the harachamans. Unless you have a strong family minhag, to skip the harachamans, you shouldn't. The minhag is to say the harachamans. Oh, we're asking for parnasa and all these things. It doesn't matter. The minute, this is part of the toface of the bracha, the structure of the bracha, and we don't cut it out. Ah, so the Gemara just says, that Rav said it during the week. So we have no reason to, what? No, so why? So exactly. So the other proof is, the assumption is Rav also said it on Shabbos. He said it during the week, so he said it on Shabbos. He wasn't going to change the tefillah for Shabbos during the week. It was good for 6 days. Why shouldn't it be good for 7 days? Okay, but that is not even the controversial part. So we already have so much controversy in this Yehi Ratzon, and that's not even the biggest part. We discussed HaChodesh HaZeh, Haba, Shabbos, where did it come into the Siddur. Let's get going. There are a number of different nuschos that are found at the end of this tefillah that record the following words. Chaim Shiyamala Hashem Mishalu Sibeinu L'tov. Hashem should answer our tefillahs for goodness. And then some siddurim say, and you'll tell me if you ever saw a siddur like this or davening in a place like this, that say, Bizchus Tfilas Rav Amein Sela. In the merit of the tefillah of Rav, Amein. Bizchus Tfilas Rabim. In the zchus of the tefillah of the many, Amein. Some leave it out entirely. Others say Amein Sela. And some say, B'schus tefilas Rav, Rabim Amein Sela. Anybody ever daven or see a siddur like that before? No? Nobody ever saw that? It's definitely not in there. I'll say.
The one thing I do know about this whole field, the only one thing I've ever heard was that it should be Rav and not Rabim.
You heard that before?
Yes.
That you, and you've daven in a place where it said, B'schus tefilas Rav.
I don't know. I can't speak to what I've noticed. Yeah.
Is wrong, and Rav is correct.
It should be Rav. And I think when I say it, I try, I don't know why, maybe I would say.
You say B'schus Tfilas Rav.
I don't know. I would usually say Rav.
Okay.
But
so
it's not based on a
minute. No, it's not even in our Siddurim. It's definitely not in the article. So where does that come from? So the understanding of the Nusach of B'schus Tfilas Rav is that this tefillah comes from who? Rav, from the Gemara. And we're asking that the tefillah should be accepted in the Z'chus of Rav. The issue is that we have many tefillahs that come from the Gemara. The tefillah we say after Birchas HaShachar, the Nusach for the Psich of Zichronos and Rosh Hashanah, all come from Tanaim and Amoraim. Not in a single place do we say, and this tefillah should be the Zichus of this rabbi who wrote it. It's so strange. So, who addresses this first? The Bnei Yisraschar. The Rav of Dinov, the Bnei Yisraschar writes, not in the Bnei Yisraschar on the Moadim, but in his parish on Brachos called the Magid Taluma. Look at what he says. He says, the Nusach is based on a mistake. He says, Za'idan v'idanim shenhigu lomar zeha Nusach kodim shemavarcha mechodesh. This is the Nusach we have. V'nitbas v'sidurim v'saimim ba, b'schus tefilas rabim. Some of the sidurim say, in the merit of the tefillah of the rabim. V'en l'zeh parish shabir. It makes no sense. V'nir shu tos. It's a mistake. She'er kasu b'sidur makanmonim. Roshim Lamata, on the bottom of the Siddur, Birchas Tfilas Rav. But it's like an annotation. Guys, you should know that this tefillah comes from Rav. V'ratzalomer, k'mitzayim shal tefillah zos, hu mesachas brachos, si tefillas Rav. Where does this tefillah come from? It comes from Rav in the Gemara. V'kashir ba'zeh li'isha shir lo yada sefer. Some guy didn't know how to learn. Hina lo yada perushin shal advarim. So he included, v'higia midaita b'zuchus tefillas Rav in v'utos. So he saw on the bottom of the Siddur B'schus Tfilas Rav, he copied it over, it must mean the tefillah of the Rav and the Tzibur, and it made its way into the Siddur. And this is what it means.
Ashkenaz doesn't say either?
No, we don't say any of those things, no.
Oh.
Yeah.
I never realized.
You grew up davening so far.
I grew up davening so far. So and that, now it's almost like, you know,
yeah, you don't
first time.
Exactly.
I had no idea it
wasn't
even in here.
So the B'nai Yisrael says, that's the issue over here. Others expand it further, as we'll see in a moment. Meaning what it said was, brachos dash tfilas rav. Now, imagine a resh in your head for a moment. What letter could that resh get confused with? A Zion. A Zion, right? So the person saw brachos tfilas rav, and they searched the resh for a Zion, so they wrote bizchus tfilas rav. That's another explanation of how it made it in. The resh and the Zion got flipped. Look in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan makes this point as well in that same piece. But that's foolish, he says. What are you talking about Rav for? There was a mistake. They said this is the tefillah of Rav. They didn't understand what it meant. They wrote the word B'schus. His son, Rav Baruch Epstein, the author of the Torah Tamima, writes in his Mekor Baruch Chel Gimel of the Mekor Baruch. What happened was, during the World War I, Rav Baruch Epstein was being schlepped along. He couldn't learn anywhere, and his mind was all over the place. So Rav Chaim Ezer Grudzinski told him, "You're a genius. You met all these gedolim. You met all these interesting people. Just write down everything you ever heard and start writing books." So he wrote the Mekor Baruch. So one of the volumes of the Mekor Baruch is all of his interesting ideas about Nusach. That's the source of the, we've discussed this in the past before, the issue of Magdal versus Migdal, Shabbos, how it switches during the week, and he thinks it's a printer's error. We've discussed this before. So this is in that same section. So he writes as follows. It's a long piece. I brought you the whole thing, but we're gonna say it over quickly. He says, Upam Kasavti Hamaga, I wrote in the Torah Journal Hamagid regarding the Nusach HaTfilah Hiratzon. And it says b'schus tfilas rav, v'lo nisbar inyan chasim azud ta'ama. It doesn't explain it. It comes to the Gemara in Brachos Daf Tazayin. It was the tefillah that was written by Rav. And when he says v'ein anu mispalim shalu ratzon, where else do we find that it should be the z'chus of the mechabrim ploni uploni? Where else do we find that it should be the z'chus of some other person who wrote it? And he gives a bunch of examples. We'll go through them quickly. The tefillah of Hiratzon Shatzilena Hayom Ezer Panim that we say by Yen Berchas HaShachar, that's in Rabbi Yonasi. We don't say in the Zechus the tefillah of Rabbi Yonasi. Elokai Netzor, that we say by the Elokai Adshal Netzar, do we say in Yom Kippur? That comes from Rava. We don't say the Zechus tefillah Rava. The Gemara there talks about Elokai Netzor. That comes from Ravina. But we don't say it's the Zechus tefillah of Ravina. And he says, it goes on and on and on. And he says, "Ubetfusim acherim shinu es nusach min b'schus tfilas rav l'nus b'schus tfilas rabim." They changed it from rav to rabim. So, like Dudi said, pashut rabim is wrong. Everybody agrees that rabim is wrong, and it should be rav. But even the question is, how did that make it into the sitter? V'nikar ki argisha metakin b'koshi adavar k'moshi arnu, but kein amru l'takin. So they thought rav was weird, so they switched it to rabim. It still doesn't make any sense. And he writes further in Hamagid over there that all these tefillos were written over by people from hand to hand, right? It was made from one sitter to another sitter, and the guy copied this one per said, and the guy copied what this one said, and the guy copied what this one said, and Siddurim just got passed around over and over and over again. The third one, the fourth one, the next column, and it was people's personal Siddurim that would be copied over once and again. And people would write whatever they wanted in the sitter and get picked up and copied over. And it says, "V'haya echad habalim." What happened? Some guy had the hiratzon in his sitter, and after the word "Shiyamale Hashem Kol Mishalu Sibeinu Latova," es makor tefila zuba talmud. He saw us from the Gemara, and he wrote there, "Barachos tefilas rav." Right, that's what he wrote, that this is the brach of Tfilas Rav. This comes from Brachos, and it's the Tfilah of Rav. Hamuvan ha-nirtzim izeh ha-rishon, shimakorah shel tfilahu masechas Brachos. And obviously, the first guy who wrote it meant it came from Brachos, and it's the Tfilah of the Amora, Rav. V'shuv ha-tik echad matikim, somebody copied over from him, and he flipped Brachos, the Reish, with the Zion, and it became B'schus Tfilas Rav, and that's how it made it. And he says, go to the last line. And he tells you that's how it got to that point. I brought this answer to my father, who's his father, the Aruch HaShulchan we just quoted from. He loved my pshat. And he says this shows exactly how it fits into the Masorah of what of where it came from. So after this was printed, it became a super popular idea in other journals. It was printed in the Torah Journal of Eitz Bar Yosef. It was printed in the Torah Mitzion. Look at the Otzar Tzvilos. The Otzar Tzvilos is the classic work of collections of Perushim on the Siddur. So he says in the Tikkun Tfila, B'schus Tfilas Rav, Lefi Sherav Chavaras Tfila Azos, Eino Nachon Klal, it's wrong. Hashem doesn't accept a tefila in the merit of who wrote it. It's in your merit, not in the tefila of Rav. If you have proper kavanah, you are the energy that's going to get that tefila before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not Rav. That's not what's going to make it up there in order for it to be a successful tefila. In the next generation now, We're moving now, again, we're after the Bnei Yisrael, we're moving into the beginning of the 1900s, in the period of the Otzar Tzvilos and the Makor Baruch. So the grandson of the Bnei Yisrael, for the Minchas HaLazar, the Rebbe of Munkach. So he writes in his Divrei Torah Ma'adura David, and he begins by noting the different Nuschos and the Sidurim, and how his grandfather dealt with the issue by suggesting that it was a copyist error, and he offers his own approach, that many people said, B'schus Tzvilos Rav. And there's a reason for this Minhag Yisrael. And he says, even if the Nusach was established by mistake, it's still a Minhag. He's not embarrassed to say it. He says, you'll tell me it's a mistake? Okay, but I can still defend the Minhag. So listen to what he writes over here. He says, Shamati me'rabim v'chein shleimim, I heard from many chashuva people, v'chumidumani gam me'avosai kadosh, even from my forefathers, that they say it says b'schus tefilas rav, and it says, talks about how he doesn't have the old Siddurim, skip the brackets. And also, how are we making requests on Shabbos, like we said before? We don't do this. But, and certainly, this is the Nusach of Birchas Mevarchim Chodesh, and it's a new thing that was added in. How did he make it into it? So he said as follows. He says, we're saying, you should make this month good for us. Says the first thing is, it's not my personal request. Who is it for? It's all of Klal Yisrael, right? It's not my personal request. But that's personal, he says. That's Tzorchei Gashmius. How could that be allowed on Shabbos? So he says, Al Kain, Yesh Lomar, Misaimin Bischus Tfilas Rav. He says, the whole reason why we say Bischus Tfilas Rav, or those say Bischus Tfilas Rav, is why? Ke'ein Shenoagim Lomar Bitocha Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Bracha Bekiddush Levana Belel Tes Zayin, okay? Ki Hachin Anami Ein Shalim Tzarchenu Bezeh B'Shabbos Maskirim Bezeh Tfilas Rav, Raki Rav Hayim Mespal Kach, Kenizkar B'Gemara. Rav would say this Tfila. In the merit of Rav, who said this tefillah, ta'anenu, answer us, gamata, now, b'chodesh, in this month, tov, mevorach, it should be good and blessed, b'chol ha'pratim, u'b'klalus, in specifically and in general, ha'ikar k'nizkar. Ken yeshlamar l'yashim minag Yisrael. And this will explain the minag Yisrael. Hine ra'isi ata besidr otzra tefillos, I saw in the Otzar Tfilos, Kasav Ein Lomar B'schus Tfilos Rav, you shouldn't say that, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Einu Mekabel Tfilos B'schus Mechavra, Hashem doesn't accept Tfilos because of the author, and he says, V'ze Eino, that's not true. Telo Matzinu HaKoach Shel Mechabri HaTfilos, we see that the strength of the author of the Tfilos and their Kavana Ad Shem Poschem Shari Berakia, they can open up the heavens, the Kabel Tfilos Einu, to accept our Tfilos B'nuschasem with their Nusach, Anshek Nesagadola, and their Piyutim, and those chashuv things. So he says, this is the tefillah of Rav, and therefore that makes it very chashuv. So the end, so there, he says, the reason why we say B'schus Tfilos Rav is to essentially say, I have a heter to say this on Shabbos, even though I'm asking for, you know, asking for a personal thing, because Rav said it. Titein Li. True, I hear. So he wants to say that, I am allowed to go there, but it's, I can ask for wealth. I can ask for osher. I can ask for kavod because Rav did it, and therefore I can do it as well. And we do it in order to defend the personal requests. In the Darchei Chaim v'Shalom, it says the minhag of the Minchas Elazar would be the chazan by Shabbos Mevarchem for Birchas HaChodesh. He would be, even if there was another chazan, he would daven Mevarchem Chodesh. So, however, he didn't say that he wrestled with the Tzibor. They would say that he wrestled, he would say it along with them, and then he would just go into Mishas HaNisim. Why? Because he knew that his Zaydi B'nai Yisrael didn't like to say B'schus Tfilas Rav. But he liked to say B'schus Tfilas Rav. So he didn't want to go against his Zaydi. So he didn't say it publicly, but in his own personal Hiratzon, he would say B'schus Tfilas Rav. That's why he didn't say it separately from the Tzibor. A number of years later, in 1929, a siddur is printed. The siddur, Keser Nahora. It is one of the most respected siddurim amongst the Hasidim. It has haskamos from all of the Gedolei Hasidus of its time. And it was printed in the city of Premishla. And the printer added many ha'aros and corrections of his choice. And one of the things was not to include B'schus Tfilas Rav in the Hiratzon. And he explained why, essentially taking the explanations of the B'nai Yisaskar and the Otzrat Tfilos and combining them together. So I'm not going to read it inside here. You see at the end, it says Hamagia, and he has this whole point over here, and he explains why it shouldn't be said. The Minchas HaLazar was nonplussed, to say the least. He was not a fan of this. And he writes in the most biting way to attack the printer of the siddur. And this we're going to end, okay? So let's look at what he says. He comments on the siddur Keser Nahora, and he blasts the printer. This is in the Divrei Torah Madura Tes, the 9th edition. Listen to what he says. B'siddur Keser Nahora, Shid Pisu Ata Mechadash B'Premishla. The new siddur that was printed in 1929 Premishla, the Shem Hamagia, he puts in quotes, the editor, so to speak, Chosum Bahagosa, the last one, where it says, Divrei Torah Madura Tes, the last series of columns.
And you start from the beginning of that?
Yeah, it says Tzadi Ches, and it says B'siddur Keser Nahora. Is that not there?
It's on the right-hand column.
It's flipped?
Towards the bottom.
Right-hand column towards the bottom. Yeah.
Okay.
The whole bottom. Yeah, across. So he says, this siddur that was printed in Premishla, the Magia, this editor, so to speak, right, makes a comment, and he quotes, and I cut out what he said, because we don't need to repeat it. Ad kan dvarav, hemagia hamuta hazos betipshuso, this mistaken, stupid editor, who made this terrible mistake? To say that Hashem doesn't accept a tefila because of the merit of the author. What about the hiratzon people say when they say tehillim? B'schus David HaMelech. What do you mean? We say it over there. B'schus David HaMelech. Ukilu amram z'chus yogan aleinu. V'chein b'viduyim v'sidur makamon mi'old sidurim. Right, just like you answered this one, you should answer me. Kain ta neva tishma as tefilas, you should answer my tefila. V'chein kayotze, just like this. V'prat b'kisvei Arizal. What about the writings of the Arizal? Shlo lomar piyutim. We shouldn't say the piyutim. Rakmash yisudu hakadmonu k'mos ha'tanayim hakalir. V'rav nachum v'nechuni ben akana. V'chein ha'piyutim l'yom beiz rosh hashan. V'rabbeinu shimon hagadol. The Arizal was very particular at which piyutim we should say. That's why the Arizal did not like Yigdal. The Arizal was against Yigdal because it was written much later. And it wasn't of the Kadmonim who knew, who had Kabbalistic intentions. So the Arizal didn't like saying Yigdal.
Now who's writing this again?
The Minchas HaLazar, the Rebbe Munkach.
I would imagine any Chassidish Rebbe would not be pleased with this discounting of tefillahs being submitted on behalf of the Kabbal by somebody, because that's the primary source of income, I guess.
There you go. So he wants to say, the author matters, he wants to say. He wants to say the author matters. We see in the Arizal, he says, I saw in Svas, in the base Knesset, the Ashkenazim, v'halach, az mechavim k'dei l'spal, o k'dei lomar elu piyutim, basha'en kin acherim mechabri piyutim, they only said from certain authors of piyutim, not others, shalol yedu v'ein koch behem b'pnimus, who didn't know Kabbalah, v'ein sarach laharich b'davar ha'noda, bevadai. Ki atfila hamesugelis eskabel lechavin karoy b'schus mechabra. It is pashut that a tfila, a prayer, will be accepted based on the merit of the author, umiyaser, the founder. Bahare kodesh yisodav b'schus yagan aleinu velo kasher per piv hapesi. Not like what came out of the mouth of this fool. Halaz ke nafgamina klal mimechamra. It doesn't matter who wrote it. V'chein mashakosav hanal. And what that guy wrote, b'shem yesh misharim, ki ha-rushum rashetevos birchos tfilas rav. That, what? Yeah. So, brachos. So, brachos tfilas rav. Hein ganuv hu oso, v'lo amar davar b'shem omu hu zikini. First of all, he thinks he's the one who made the ha'ara. He's a plagiarizer, because my grandfather, the Bnei Yisrael, is the one who came up with this point. Ma Rabbeinu, Hagona Kadosh, B'maga Taluma Masachos Brachos, Shekosav Zeh, U'besfar Makadosh, Maga Taluma, Hu Noda, U'besefer HaKadosh, the Maga Taluma, Hu Noda Shambiru Premishla. He says, don't tell me that this editor never heard of the Maga Taluma, because it was printed in Premishla, right in that area, and everybody knew that sefer. Derech Klal Ein Kedai L'Hitapel Mahamagia, Acha B'zeh Ein B'divreinu B'divrei Torah. So he says, obviously, B'derech Klal, nobody cares about the editor. Oh, HaMekalkel, I wouldn't call him a Magi, he says. I would call him a Mekalkel, a ruiner, not a corrector. I would call him a ruiner. He says, look at our words in the Divrei Torah Madura Dalet, what we said regarding the Siddur and the Otsar HaTzfilos. He also ripped off from there as well. V'ayin Sham B'divrei Torah Mashiach Shevinu Nusach HaNog. And we defended the Nusach, because Shelo Hispalel Shelo Strach B'Shabbos, so there shouldn't be a complete asking of our personal request on Shabbos, and that Rav gave such a hetzer to do it. Alkein maskir and rak kamo shalom b'megamar b'makom sheish safik bracha. We have our source in the Gemara in Sham. And why did I get all bent out of shape about this? He says, and this will conclude. V'ayrosi b'zeh, and I made this point, l'moser al hafkiris b'yameinu. Because I want people to know how hefker it is. And the Wild West, mikol echad sherotz alios chover, chover v'yedoni. Hashem Yishmerenu. A chover is a person who engages in the psukim in the Torah, the person who engages in, you know, idolatry and superstitious and avodah zarah. So he's like a chover, he's like an author, but he's really a spreader of false ideas. Hashem Yishmerenu, Hashem should help us. So says Minchas Elazar, the editor of the Kesem Nehorah Shemayim's own business, and we should say the Yihi Ratzon with that addition. But nevertheless, it's not the Megan of most shuls, but at least we see the controversy raging over the nusach of this tefillah, and have a greater appreciation of how the Siddurim got to where they are nowadays. Yeah.